Good morning, it's Mitch Sharp from Glasshouse Country, Mulaney News and The Sentinel, and these are your headlines for this week. With GC&M, after more than a decade on Maple Street, Mulaney's Sarah Unplugged has closed its doors for the final time. Owner Sarah Castaldi says ongoing tenancy challenges and uncertainty around the premises have made it basically impossible to continue, so we talked to them about their plans for the future. A Mooloola resident is calling for urgent safety upgrades on Diamond Valley Road following the death of a man in late January. Very sad circumstances, and we're trying to talk to council to see if they're considering upgrading the roads there for pedestrian safety. We've also got a story about fresh calls for the federal government to step in over the proposed 35,000 capacity Coochin Fields Festival site on the Palmerstone Passage. It's a controversial project that's been approved by the state government recently, and we have more on that week. While in Biwa, member for Glasshouse Andrew Powell has met with community members over the proposed four-storey car park at Biwa Station that will require the closure of the Biwa Co-op. So plenty of news from Glasshouse. At the Sentinel, we've got a story about nearly 13,000 potholes have been repaired across Moreton Bay in the past 6 months, with council saying that 4,500 of those have been detected using AI technology. We talked to them about what that AI technology is and how it's helping council identify those potholes. Also got a story about a wartime good luck flag taken during World War II by a Kilcoy veteran, which has been returned to the family of the Japanese soldiers who carried it into battle. Social story, we've got lots of pictures. Kilcoy's main street roared to life on Saturday as more than 60 vintage motorbikes rolled into town for a showcase at the Exchange Hotel. For full details on all those stories, pick up this week's papers and keep it right here on 101.5 for local news first.